Adel.
Live, you can bring up what you want here toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Tonight with you, it's Ian
and Daryl.
So we, of course, will take your calls about anything. Mark is out for most of the week. He's gone to Vegas for a convention. It's some kind of a sales convention, so I'm not really sure how that's going for him or how it's going to go for him. But anyway, he's not here, so it's us. And we will continue as normal, taking your calls about anything. I wanted to go in a more positive direction, at least for some portion of the night. Daryl, you posted something to your Facebook earlier today, I think it was, the 9 reasons why you should no longer care about people's approval.
Yes.
So we'll get into that. But first, to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Brent is on the line in Indiana. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry to call in with such a negative topic when you guys were just talking about how you wanted to keep things positive tonight.
I said at one point. So go ahead and get into what you got. Go.
Sure. Saturday night, I'm a podcast listener, and you guys talked about drug addiction. And one of the main things you covered was whether the biggest influence on a person being really addicted to drugs was a chemical thing or if it was more of a personality thing, and that kind of person and their life that would cause them to be addicted to drugs.
Yeah, well, there was some science that has been done that is pointing to the idea that the drugs themselves aren't actually what is causing the addiction, that it's actually the fact that the person has a really crappy life and nothing to look forward to and nothing else of interest, and so therefore the drugs are very attractive.
Now, what kind of drugs are we talking about?
Crack and methamphetamine were studied.
Okay.
Right, and there's basically 2 points I'd like to make on what you guys talked about that night, and it's kind of, one side of it is, you know, the philosophical side, should you have the right to control what goes in your body? And the other side is the utilitarian side of, is it your environment, or are these drugs really that bad? And I'd like to share my personal experience. My younger brother, he was very, very addicted to drugs, more than I even knew. And unfortunately, I lost him a few weeks ago to a suicide.
Wow, sorry to hear that.
So basically the worst case scenario you can with drugs, other than maybe an overdose,
yep.
Those were heavily influenced him to do that. And at first for me, it was really easy for me to think, I can totally understand why people would want drugs to be illegal. I get it now. I get it. You know, over time though, I had to step back, think about it a little more clinically, a little more logically. And the truth of the matter is,
point of clarification, what kind of drugs was he taking?
Yeah, I'm sorry. In high school, he was 20 when he died. In high school, he started out with marijuana, of mm-hmm. course. And, you know, here is why everybody says marijuana is a gateway drug. It was the easiest for him to get, and it was, you know, and he moved on from there. He actually spent a few days in jail for marijuana in high school. And you would think
apparently that helped him.
Great. Right, right. It didn't, and after high school, he got into black market prescription medications, and then from there moved on.
So then the drugs he was addicted to were already illegal for him to be using.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. Exactly. We're in a situation now where these drugs were illegal, and this still happened. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and then about the personality issue. A lot of people say, especially surrounding his situation, was that wasn't him, that was the drugs. But I'd just like to say that even in this worst-case scenario, it was clear that he was the issue. He had some serious problems in his life and surrounding him that caused him to want to do these drugs and to be so heavily involved in that culture. And in that is ultimately what led to that situation, not not the drugs did not force themselves into his body repeatedly.
That's true. Drugs are inanimate objects, and they require human effort to consume.
Now, I've got a question, and you know, I hate to sort of bring up wounds, but did he have any problems with alcohol? Because after all, alcohol is much more dangerous than cannabis ever will be.
It's no, but if I'm being perfectly honest, I myself have to watch how much alcohol I drink because I have a tendency to overdrink and to drink way too often. So
sure,
especially in the past. So clearly, that's something that we both share is that addictive personality.
But now, why do you, looking at the circumstances in his life, I mean, how are they different from yours? Because somebody could point at the two of you, and, I mean, obviously without knowing you, Brent, you're obviously not, you've not killed yourself at this point, and it sounds like you're more mentally healthy than your brother. So why did he turn out so addicted and you didn't? This could be an argument against what we were presenting on Saturday night that, well, you know, Saturday night you said on Free Talk Live that, that it's the circumstances in the person's life and their attitude about it that could be more likely to lead someone to addiction. So how did you turn out so different from him?
I would say that our situations really heavily point towards it being the circumstances that affect a person so heavily. I happened to make some really good friends in high school, and I held on to those friends, and I ended up, you know, going and not graduating college, but going to college, and ended up with a pretty decent job and a wife and a family. He ended up rolling with some people who were of that same mindset of his, that he ended up in, and which was, you know, what can we do to get this next fix as quickly as possible? And he, you know, I would say, if anything, his situation where he ended up in jail for a few days, it actually pushed him deeper into that culture to where when it was time for him to need help, he was too afraid to ask anybody for help because he was afraid he was going to go back to jail.
Wow. Yeah, it's certainly true that the government system as it is presented today, whether it's criminal charges, drug court, forced treatment, or whatever the issue is that is being forced upon the person, I totally agree with you, Brent. It does not help people. It puts them in a worse place with even probably worse people than they'd previously been around. And great, now you're in jail and you're making connections with the people that are in jail, and you're going to know them when you get out of jail. And sometimes that's not necessarily a good thing. My jail experience was more positive, but I wasn't a dope addict when I went in there. So my viewpoint on things was probably a little bit different. Yeah, I appreciate your call and the thoughts and the story tonight, Brent. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. You know, Daryl, have you ever had experience with drug addicts in your life?
I have. I worked as hospital security about 10 years ago, and one of the worst parts of the job was being put on the drunk or drug watch, where somebody would come into the hospital and...
Usually against their will.
Generally against their will,
mm-hmm.
And we would have to sit there and babysit them until they were sober enough to get medical treatment.
But nobody was in your life, like, directly a lover or a roommate or anything like that?
No.
I've had to deal with that. I've had at least a couple of roommates who were drug addicts at one point. I've had somebody that I love who was addicted to drugs, more than one of those people. And it's, you know, it's an excruciatingly difficult thing because you're faced with somebody who you really care about. I mean, I cared about my roommates, too. And I loved them, you know, just as friends. And it was really hard to see them go through those things. And of course, as somebody who cares, all you can really do is express yourself to them. You can't force them to stop.
Right.
And I think that people believe you can. There are people out there, those who support prohibition, who believe that it's compassionate to force these people to stop. And, of course, that's a twisting of reality.
Right, because none of these people would even dare fathom treating an alcoholic the same way that they treat somebody that is addicted to speed or crack.
We will come back with more. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855 450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can reach us on Skype as well. Username there is lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features that we share with you are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give it away, including archives that go back 4 years. You can download all the way back to late 2006, all completely free. at freetalklive.com, so enjoy. And also, we talk quite a bit about Bitcoins on Free Talk Live. In fact, I've got some Bitcoin-related news tonight about the illegal drug markets on Tor that operate with Bitcoins. One of them is having some serious problems.
Ruh-roh.
We'll get into that news, but if you want to get some Bitcoins, you need to have a wallet first. So go to blockchain.info to get your free Bitcoin wallet. And they've got all kinds of really useful, handy tools on there. Like one tool allows you to send or receive your Bitcoins anonymously. There's also apps that blockchain has for Android and iPhone. And that makes it so it's easy for you to access the Bitcoins in your wallet right from your phone. Everywhere you go, you have your Bitcoins with you. You can buy, you can sell using your smartphone. It's pretty amazing. And it's free. So go to blockchain.info. And by the way, they're encrypted wallets. And they are encrypted and decrypted in your browser. So blockchain itself does not have access to your wallet. So it's an amazing service. And it's free. Blockchain.info to get your free Bitcoin wallet today. So let's go to so something that's a little more positive than drug addiction. We certainly spent the whole of Saturday night's show sort of on that topic. Here's a 9 reasons. I love these top 10 lists, or in this case, a 9 list. This one's from PurposeFairy.com. You posted this earlier today, your profile on Facebook.
I did.
And it's 9 reasons why you should no longer care about people's approval. Quote, a truly strong person does not need the approval of others any more than a lion needs the approval of sheep. That's a quote from Vernon Howard. Approval-seeking behavior. If you ask me, this is where many of our challenges start. When you are too concerned with what other people think of you, you start sabotaging your life and you try moving forward, but with the brakes on. As Lao Tzu said, quote, care about people's approval and you will be their prisoner, unquote. If we want to live life the way we want and not the way others would want us to, we need to let go of our constant need to control what other people think of us. We need to learn to let go of our approval-seeking behavior. I know that this is not always an easy task to do, and that's exactly why I decided to write about the 9 reasons why you should no longer care about what others think or say of you. To point out some of the things we all know, but we just need to be reminded of from time to time. Number 1. You simply can't be liked by everybody. Boy, isn't that an important lesson for people to come to understand?
Yes, it is, especially people that are opinionated.
Yeah, absolutely, especially people who are opinionated and outward with their opinions.
Yes.
Because if you say something that is your opinion, it's inevitable that somebody's going to disagree with you because that's how the world is. There are all kinds of people out there who think all manner of different things, and some of them will love what you have to say, others will be offended by it, and there's nothing you can do about it. But the article here explains, no matter how much you try, and no matter how nice you are with people, you simply can't have everybody like you, for there will always be people who will continue talking about you and your inappropriate way of thinking, behaving, breathing, dressing, living, etc. Winston Churchill said, you have enemies? Good. That means you've stood up for something sometime in your life. And this is definitely a lesson that that I've taken to heart over the years. You know, as somebody who is visible, even though I prefer not to be, like I would rather not be a visible activist. I'd rather just play some video games, honestly. But really, I can't do nothing. And I've taken the role that I've taken in life because I didn't see anybody else doing it. I mean, I created this radio show because I liked talk radio and I wanted a place where people could, you know, get on the air with whatever topic they wanted to discuss, which I never really saw happening except for every now and then on talk radio. And so I made that that show. And, I have a particular viewpoint about the ideas of liberty, and I'm not going to just shut up when I see people being oppressed around me and act as though everything is just peachy keen because it's not. And somebody needs to speak out about that. And any time that that you speak out, especially against the way things are, the status quo, then you can guarantee that people are going to be upset by you. And this has resulted in a variety of conflicts between people in the liberty activist movement over the years, by the for lack of a better term, hand-wringing folks who just they hate the idea that somebody would disagree with them and that there would be people in the liberty movement who could be so polarizing and upset their neighbors and et cetera, that you guys in Keene, for instance, are poisoning the well with your activism that is so controversial. And I've just heard it again and again and again. And it seems like those people, they don't really understand what it means to have activism that is impactful.
Why can't you be an individual like everybody else, Ian? Just conform and be an individual like everybody else. Fit in, want to live free, but don't express that to anyone.
It's amazing.
Unless they ask your opinion.
There are people who really hold that particular viewpoint. And I understand the desire to appease. I get it. Because life can be uncomfortable, you know, especially if the police are coming after you for various different things. If you're an activist, for instance, there's a chance you'll be targeted for retaliation by the people in the status quo, the people who control, the halls of power. And that can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it can be an uncomfortable place to be out there with your opinions. But what's the point in holding opinions about the way things ought to be if you're not going to do anything about it?
I have no clue, because I'm sort of like you, to where there are certain things that I do because I thought, hey, it would be great if somebody did this.
Like the newspaper.
Wait, I am somebody.
Right.
And so then I do that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you're very good at it, by the way. I would say one of the most self-starting activists that we have up here. And we need more people like you and I, Daryl, the people who are willing to put themselves out there, take a risk, spend the time and the money necessary to propagate the opinions of liberty. Because if we don't share these ideas, then how can we ever expect anybody to pick up on them, anybody
yeah.
to realize the value that they have? In that process, though, and it's a messy process, in that process there are going to be people who look at the ideas and reject them.
Right.
Even though to us they make total sense, you know,
yes.
these are logical, these are moral, these are practical ideas, the ideas of liberty, you know, to say that if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free and you know, don't harm anybody else so long as they haven't hurt you. These are very simple concepts. They seem basic. They seem easily understandable, but yet many people bristle at them.
Well, yeah. And it's one of the only consistent philosophies.
Oh, yeah.
I would say
people
that...
People don't have consistent philosophies.
I would say that absolute authoritarianism is also consistent.
That's true. Yep.
Because they want to control
everything.
Every aspect of everyone's life.
For their own good, of course.
Yes.
So we can come back with more here, because this accusation continues to be leveled at activists, especially in the Keene area. Although I have to say, you know, am I also, I think we're all probably also guilty of some level of this approval seeking. I mean, I spend way too much time in the Free Keene from the Free Staters group on Facebook. Do I really think I'm going to convince those people of something? I don't know. Maybe I just like the abuse. We'll come back with more. Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wally, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got news updates. Get signed up. We will send you information when you need to know it about Free Talk Live. You'll be the first to know if you're on our email list. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for that. Also, perhaps you prefer to get your updates via Facebook, Google+, Twitter. We've got all those, too. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, if you follow us on the social networking sites, then Free Talk Live will send more your way than just the most critical updates about the show. We'll post show prep and questions during the show. So go to news.freetalklive.com and follow us in the way that you prefer. The School Sucks Project, by the way, is another great program to follow via their social networking stuff, like their Twitter and YouTube channel. They've got a podcast. It's a call-in show. And they've also got a web community that promotes real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to SchoolSucksProject.com and check out their Logic Saves Lives podcast series. Sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense with Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and more. SchoolSucksProject.com. Of course, the features there at School Sucks Project are free, so enjoy. Our number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got the story from PurposeFairy.com. I've been to this website before. They tend to have some good top 10 lists that are kind of helpful to your mental well-being, I guess we could say.
I had never heard of this website until
today.
I shared this article today.
They're talking about the ways that, nine reasons why you should no longer care about people's approval. And the number one point is you simply can't be liked by everybody. And I think that's it's so true. And people that are constantly trying to prove themselves to others are inevitably going to be met with failure. Even if you can satisfy one person, that will ultimately upset another person.
Right.
The fact that you've satisfied the one person. So, of course, the message here is to be true to yourself. But we still have some more points, so we'll continue. Number two, you can live a happy life without their approval. You're not less or more of a person based on how many people like and approve of you. While growing up, we were told that in order to be liked by others, we must be nice to people, and we are. But somehow we keep encountering people that just don't seem to like us. So why is that? Is there something wrong with us? Not really. Just because some people don't like us doesn't imply that there's something wrong with us, for that's not true. You are already whole and complete, and you don't need another person's approval in order to feel that way. How freeing is that? Wayne Dyer says self-worth comes from one thing, thinking that you are worthy. And I consider myself to be a conscientious individual, that I don't make a point of insulting people, especially people with which I disagree. I try to be as kind and as friendly as possible, even to people that don't agree with me and don't like me. I think generally that's a good approach. But
yes,
there are some people who it just doesn't work with. There's one lady in particular here, the lady who started the anti-drug initiative, the anti-synthetic drug initiative that passed with flying colors here in Keene last
week. I still think that it's odd that the local talk station keeps referring to synthetic cannabis as bath salts.
Okay, well, it's a muddy kind of category, right? So there's all these synthetic drugs. Some of them were originally created to ape cannabis.
Yes.
Bath salts are a class of them which were created to ape other drugs. So
right,
true, you should
bath
cross
salts
them over.
Do not have synthetic cannabinoids in them.
Not and not all of the things that are called synthetic cannabis do either, as I understand it. So there's just this big, people are just dumping synthetic drugs into these categories without really even knowing what those categories mean. So I like to just use the term synthetic drugs. I think that's more, accurate. It's synthetic versions of illegal drugs that have minor tweaks to them to make them not exactly the same thing. But anyway, the woman who was leading the charge to outlaw those things in Keene, she just thinks that I am this manipulative man who I'm being nice just to manipulate people and take advantage of them and, you know, cult leader, this and that. And so it doesn't matter how nice I am to this lady. She just doesn't want anything to do with me.
Ian Freeman does not manipulate people to do what he wants.
I would
or
hope not.
At least that's what he tells me.
I can tell you that a lot of times when I would like people to do things, I hardly ever get anybody to come out to do
right.
those things. I mean, we have the Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach here in Keene, and there are times when I will, more often than not, will say, oh, well, it's arraignment week, because we have weekly strategy meetings among some of the activists here in the Keene area, and I'll frequently say things like, well, let's see, don't have anybody covering this week except for me and Rapture. Anybody want to pick up a day? And the response is silence.
Right.
So, gosh, it'd be nice if I were better.
Yeah,
I had been
doing it for, you know, 2 days out of the week.
You injured yourself.
I had to take some time off because I injured my knee on a tree stump that thankfully no longer exists.
But there weren't exactly people jumping up to replace you at that time.
Right.
And so, you know, a couple of the people who were already doing them took up the extra slack, and we got it done. But this idea that I'm some sort of leader with influence, I think it's pretty ridiculous, personally. But anyway.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, let's continue on here. Number three on the list of 9 reasons why you should no longer care about people's approval. You can't control what other people think about you. I came to the realization that we all live in different worlds, a different reality for each and every one of us, reality that was built based on our thoughts, beliefs, experiences, and based on what we thought or were taught while growing up. What I might see as being right, other people might see as being wrong, to come back to our conversation about moral subjectivity as from last week. And what I might see as being beautiful, other people might see as being ugly. We all have a different perception on how life should be lived and how people should act. And instead of wasting your time thinking about what other people think and say of you, why not spend that time improving and growing yourself, knowing that great spirits according to Einstein, have always found violent opposition from mediocre minds. The latter cannot understand it when a man does not thoughtlessly submit to hereditary prejudices, but honestly and courageously uses his intelligence. It's so true. A lot of this is kind of restating the same basic concept.
Right.
But, yeah, people are going to think what they're going to think, and you can try your damnedest to adjust that. But it just, at least so far, I've gotten nowhere in the Free Keen from Free Staters group.
I still don't know why you were infatuated with being a member of a group that hates you.
I don't know. It's fascinating.
I realize that half of the people in the group are activists trying to make a difference in the group, but...
Well, I sort of set the Free Keen from Free Staters group. This is a group on Facebook, by the way, of mostly local people that are very upset with local activism here in Keene, at least liberty-oriented activism. They're more than happy to do their own anti-freedom activism, like passing the drug laws that we were talking about earlier. But I think, you know, they occupy a different place than the average internet troll. With me, right? Because, you know, the average troll will show up on the Free Talk Live Facebook page and talk some crap about Free Talk Live and, you know, whatever. I don't know who they are. They could live anywhere. They're inconsequential. But in Keene, the people who are the haters are not inconsequential. And they are talking to people about what liberty activists are doing in town. They're specifically spreading misinformation about what those activists are doing in town. And why is it that any of us spend time in their group? There are several Liberty folks that do go to that group, and they do comment there. I don't believe that I'm going to change their minds, but it's at least interesting to know how their minds work, and that's certainly on display in that particular group. You get to understand that there are people, for instance, in that group who believe that it is tantamount to pointing a gun at someone if you point a camera at that person. If you are in public, for instance, and someone is doing something you find interesting, you record that on video, like, for instance, these people who were protesting us the other day, they were upset by that. They believed that it was some sort of an invasion of their privacy, even though they were in public, and that it's violence to point a camera at someone without their permission. It's just fascinating to know that people think that way. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free. Even if we don't agree with you, we will put you on the air. In fact, that's the kind of radio I like to listen to, where it's not all the choir singing along with one another.
Oh, mega dittos, Ian.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. Boy, that's, yeah, not very interesting radio.
You're a great American, Ian.
Please, no. No thanks. We're talking about here people seeking approval of others and how that doing that actually makes you less of you. If you're not true to yourself, if you're trying to live your life for the values of someone else, you've essentially become their tool. And we can come back to that here. Also, of course, take your calls at 855-450-FREE. You want to get some bitcoins? We talked about the blockchain.info wallet earlier. Let's say you went out and got yourself the blockchain.info wallet. It's a free wallet, but you still got to get bitcoins to put into it, right? Well, there is an easy way to do that. Again, it's been too long since somebody has offered this. It's been a few months, and in the Bitcoin world, that's a long time since somebody has offered this service. And how great that cashintocoins.com is here now. Daryl, you attempted to utilize Cash into Coins, I believe, over the weekend.
Oh, I didn't just attempt to utilize it. I did utilize it.
You did utilize it.
Yes.
And it worked. And how fast did it work?
Was roughly 3 hours.
So from what point to, like, tell me more about the process.
At 9:32 a.m., I made a deposit at the local credit union service center. At about 10:12, I sent the email to cashintocoins.com. At 12:29, I had the bitcoins in my wallet.
So between when you sent the email to Cash into Coins,
less than 2.5 hours.
Pretty good. He says it's
for a Saturday, and he's right out on the West Coast.
Yes.
So that was 7 o'clock in the morning when I sent the email.
This guy is busting hump to get you your bitcoins, and it's pretty incredible from what I understand. I have yet to actually been able to use this because it's mostly only at Wells Fargo banks. If you have a Wells Fargo in your area, you can literally go to the Wells Fargo bank, deposit cash into an account that is specified at cashintocoins.com, and then within a certain period of time, it's usually fairly quick, you're going to have bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. So it's worked. We've had you talk about it, Daryl. We've had a couple of folks that are listeners post online and call the show about their experiences. They've been working. People have been very, very happy. If you've been looking to get Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. And they're even doing a no-fee Friday deal, which is incredible. Of course, perfect day for no fees. People get paid on Friday, so what better time to buy your Bitcoins with cash. And by the way, he's only doing the no-fee Friday for the first $10,000 in sales on Friday, which gives you some idea of how much money this guy might be handling on a daily basis. And this is pretty serious business.
Yes.
So cashintocoins.com. By the way, he still hasn't updated his website with the instructions for credit unions. So I hesitate to say, hey, if you've got a credit union, you can do this. Hold off on the credit union thing. We're going to announce that when it's official. I'm thinking you were a guinea pig on that one.
I do believe that I was.
Yeah. So cashintocoins.com. If you go to Wells Fargo Bank near you, you don't need to have an account. You can just go in there and deposit cash and get Bitcoins out of it. Cashintocoins.com. All right. So 855. 453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about seeking the approval of others and how it is a huge waste of time. This is a list from PurposeFairy.com. The number four on the list, approval-seeking behavior is time-consuming. It takes a lot of your time that can be used to do the things that you really enjoy doing.
But what if someone really enjoys getting the approval of others?
By all means, then seek away. I mean, if that's what your thing is, then you should do it. You should do whatever it is that makes you happy. Number five, approval-seeking behavior drains your energy. Every time you spend time thinking and talking about what X or Y said about you, not only are you wasting your time, but you're also wasting your precious energy. Six.
But hold on. Aren't also the people that spend time demeaning others wasting their own time?
Yeah, I think so. Because they could be doing something productive.
Yes.
Absolutely. The whole thing is a time sink for people. Number six, freedom to be who you want to be. When you no longer care about what other people think of you, you start being yourself and you start behaving the way that you always wanted but couldn't because of all the restrictions and limits you imposed on yourself. You have no idea how much freedom comes with letting go of your need to control what other people think about you. Just give it a chance, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. And I think this is really important. It's something that Harry Brown talks about, I'm a huge fan of Harry Brown. He's the libertarian presidential candidate from 1996 and 2000, but he was also an investment advisor, and he did some great speeches back in the 70s. He actually had a seminar series where he was talking about empowering yourself, and he called it Rule Your World. His wife actually released it posthumously. And it's good stuff. And he goes over a lot of this, and this is kind of also some of the stuff that he covers in How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, which is one of his most renowned books. And he covers these ideas, and one of the things he talks about is that when you are true to yourself, something really important happens, and that is that you will attract those to you in your life who are most like you, who are more likely to appreciate you and the things that you believe and your viewpoint. If you're true to yourself, you'll attract those people. But if you're spending your time trying to appease somebody, if you're trying to be like someone else's vision of what you are supposed to be to them, whether that be your parents, whether that be your boss, whether that be, you know, some busybody neighbor or whoever it is, well, if you're spending your time being true to someone else besides you, then your point of attraction changes. Your point of attraction then is to attract other people who are like that other person. Other people who appreciate the things that that other person appreciates because they'll think that you're like that other person. That's what you believe because that's what you're expressing. And so therefore you'll attract those people. I want to attract the people that are like me.
The problem is, most people are, you know, hammered for at least 12 years of their life, from at least maybe the age of 6 until 18, to fit in, be like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're supposed to seek the approval of your parents and your teachers and other people in the school. And, you know, that's hammered into you for so long that, you know, there are some people that just never get over that.
Absolutely. And not only is it the 13 years in the government school, but if you go to college, tack a few extra on there on top of that. And then, of course, you're living around all those people for the rest of your life. And so there's a real pressure against the individual in this society. And that's detrimental, I think. Number 7, inner peace. We all seek peace, and we all want to be happy. And the moment you stop caring about what they think, you will find just that. Peace Pilgrim said, when you find peace within yourself, you become the kind of person who can live at peace with others. I just got her book, but I haven't started reading it yet. I've heard it's very, very good.
Who is Peace Pilgrim?
Peace Pilgrim. I read her pamphlet. Sam, who used to be on the show years ago, shared that with me. He had read her book. And essentially, she's an elderly lady who at one point got rid of all of her possessions and started traveling. And just she wanted to see, I guess, where she could go and what would happen if she just relied on the goodwill of other people. And I guess she, you know, learned some important lessons, and there was an amazing story, you know, that, or more than one, that went along with that process.
Interesting.
So just a real, like, I don't know if she was a Quaker or what, but I'll be able to better answer that question for you after I read the book. Number 8, you are the one in control of your life, not them. Mind your own business and live your life in the way that you want to, the way it best suits you, and let go of your approval-seeking behavior. Arthur Gordon said, the individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. To be your own man is a hard business. If you try it, you'll be lonely often and sometimes frightened, but no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself. A language like that is certainly something that will appeal to a lot of the people listening to this this radio program.
Number 9. There are a lot of people that will get completely turned off by that as well.
Absolutely.
Because he says, you will be lonely often. There are a lot of people that don't like being lonely.
It's true.
There are people that struggle with being lonely. So, you know, for some, that might encourage them to just fit in with everybody instead of being their own individual.
I totally understand that. In which case, if you are somebody who appreciates the ideas of liberty and you don't want to be lonely, then maybe you should get to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
One can be lonely while being surrounded by a million people.
That's true. And there's not much you can really do about that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, if you want to be out sort of on the leading edge and speaking out about who you are and what you believe. Like you said, Daryl, you could always conform and then find friends. But are they really the people you want to be friends with? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. One more point. We have tonight. Next.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.